What is going on in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce? The U.S. Chamber isn't the same as your local Chamber of Commerce, which local businesses join to further local interests, although many also join the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, along with big corporations and business leaders, making it the largest national lobbying group in the country, historically right-leaning and spending millions in support of business-friendly Republican candidates. Which is why their recent video made heads snap. It tells businesses they can beat the pandemic by following the science.
First, masks are key, along with social distancing and hand washing. Mandating masks in public spaces is a unifying theme, and meaningful enforcement is absolutely essential.
That's Marjorie Chorlins, Senior Vice President for European Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is not only backing science, it recently backed Democratic members of Congress. Suzanne Clark has been president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for about a year and a half, and that's also new. She's the first female president of the chamber. Suzanne, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you know there are those who are thinking, you know, social distancing and wearing masks is not pro-business because people may not go to businesses when they're thinking there is a pandemic. You say what?
We say we're not going to get back to work until we get back to health. We say you shouldn't have to make a choice between public health and jobs. But that means we have to take the steps that we know work, wearing masks, flu shots, social distancing, and washing your hands.
Well, back in July, your CEO and several business leaders sent a joint letter to President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the National Governors Association. It reads in part, "The medical evidence is clear. The wearing of masks or face coverings in public settings, especially when it's not possible to consistently maintain social distancing, is a critical element in preventing the spread of COVID-19, what you just said, and then requested that, you know, maybe everyone work together. Did you get a response?
Yes, we have worked with this administration. We have worked with the Congress, but we will continue to push for a national mask standard that's implemented at the local level based on conditions, but that really urges government officials to get the word out there that masks work. People have a vision of the U.S. chamber as being with one party or the other, but the truth is we're not. We are for job creators and people who wake up in their communities and want their communities to be successful. And health is a really big part of that. Anything that furthers health.
You are nonpartisan. In other words, you don't declare an alignment. But traditionally, the chamber has been supportive of Republican candidates. It was shocking, it sounds like, to members that the chamber endorsed nearly two dozen Democratic candidates for re-election in the last election. Politico reports the state chamber president of Oklahoma wrote complaining. Representative Kendra Horn, for instance, was not an appropriate pick for the chamber. She was anti-Big Oil, which is a huge employer in Oklahoma. He wrote, "I'm also concerned the chamber would endorse a congresswoman who voted in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats who are not pro-business." Why would the U.S. Chambers of Commerce endorse somebody like the Democrat Kendra Horn?
So over the past several years, we've worked really hard to strengthen the chamber for the future. And part of that has meant working to broaden our relationships to advance what we see as a pro-business agenda. And when we looked at the scorecard last year of how they voted, a number of Democrats had really stepped up on our priorities, particularly getting USMCA passed with massive bipartisan support. And so for us, when a number of both House Republicans and House Democrats stood for job creators and their priorities, then we're going to stand with them at the end.
That's the Mexico-Canada trade deal you were talking about. But this idea of just even backing Democratic candidates and backing science, which this administration does not, is there a shift?
I think we have really tried over the past couple of years to make getting more people at the job creator table a priority and supporting the people who are there. And so I think we have made it more of a priority to broaden a governing coalition. Look, we had a historic turnout in this election, and we think it's because people want people to govern, not act like bullies and mean girls on the playground. We're fed up with these small businesses that are suffering, these families that are suffering, and we want government to come together and do their jobs, get pandemic relief done, plan, work on an infrastructure bill, and we will work with anyone who wants to work with us on those priorities.
Well, what else would you back? You know that Dr. Michael Osterholm, who is one of President-elect Biden's coronavirus advisory board members, said that a stay-at-home order, a national stay-at-home order, at least in many parts of the country, may be necessary, but the government should pay workers to stay home for up to 6 weeks. And that would go so far in curbing the spread of COVID-19, which, as you know, is just surging like wildfire. Would you back that kind of a short-term stay-at-home with some funding to support small businesses and individuals and local governments with the idea of, you know, saving the economy in the long run?
What I think is that there's already compromise legislation that's been brought forward for pandemic relief that we need to get, you know, settled and worked on and moved on before we bring new ideas to the table. I think to your other point, we're hopeful that total shutdowns are not inevitable, that when we had the big national shutdown, it's because we didn't know what worked. We didn't have testing. We didn't have tracing. We didn't have PPE. Our hope now is that if you had to have shutdowns, they could be targeted based on data. And it gets back to what you've said. We need to wear our masks. We need to get our flu shots. We need to socially distance because our economy can't take another shutdown. And as you well know, there's a big correlation between economic health and public health.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You say the economy can't take another economic shutdown. The health of the country may not be able to take another surge. So it might be necessary to save lives and in saving lives, save the economy in the long term. So we're not in this horrible wave of surges that come and go. It may be the only way to break out might be to shut down or do stay-at-homes in the short term. But just even your pushing of masks and social distancing and hand-washing and flu shots is something we're not hearing from this administration or from Republicans. And again, this is a traditionally conservative organization. This video is going through the progressive community like wildfire, you know, people in the Local First community who haven't traditionally been aligned with the U.S. chambers. So you are reaching people maybe you hadn't previously reached, but you might reach the voices who have been resistant to this message of masks. And yet coming from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they might listen.
It's just time for people to come together. We've had a chamber program called Path Forward that's been about navigating the return to health and the return to work. And we've had, really, to your point, an unusual for us audience of people paying attention. But Dr. Fauci said to me, we are going to get through this. The science is going to lead the way, but the private sector is going to get us there. And the private sector is playing a really important role in the development of therapeutics and the development of vaccines, et cetera. But also, I think, to your point, playing a role with small businesses across this country, some who are our members and some aren't, that have been leading the way on mask wearing and on signage. I mean, we were having lots of take up on toolkits we put on our website that small businesses could download to put on their front doors that said, we're maintaining social distancing. We're asking you to wear a mask. We have hand sanitizer. We have sanitation in place. And what we say to people is, even if you don't believe in the science, that's okay. Do it for the grandma next to you in the store who you might be making uncomfortable. It's a moment just to be selfless.
Suzanne Clark, again, the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, something you said just jumped out at me. As Dr. Fauci said to me, you're talking to Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Mm-hmm. Of course, sure.
Well, you say that, but our president isn't talking to Dr. Fauci.
Oh, I mean, we've talked to the Surgeon General. I'm interviewing the head of the CDC tomorrow. When I say that we're hopeful you don't need a national shutdown again, I don't mean that we may not need targeted local shutdowns to stop the spread of this disease. But as you mentioned earlier, the situation on the ground is really different from one community to the next. So we need national guidelines. What is it we should be looking for? Is it hospitalization rates? Is it positivity rates? You know, national standards on what we can all pay attention to. And that type of guidance, that kind of transparency would go a long way, I think, to creating confidence and credibility in the science.
Suzanne Clark, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.